All these years, baseball records have credited ex-Rochester pitcher Harry Heitman with getting one man out during his one and only Major League pitching appearance Saturday, July 27, 1918. Heitman started for the home team Brooklyn Robins that day, but was sent to the showers by the St. Louis Cardinals after just four batters. The Cards went on to win 22-7. Heitman never pitched in the majors again. Now the Society of American Baseball Research, or SABR, say they found that Heitman didn't get anybody out, and his ERA should be changed to infinity. Lyle Spatz has been the chairman of SABR's record committee since 1991.
From New York papers, St. Louis papers, Sporting News, the Brooklyn Eagle, found out that he actually didn't pitch a third of an inning. His earned run average, because he faced four batters and all scored, should actually be infinity, since he had no innings pitched. And we're going about getting that change in future encyclopedias.
It was much different for Heitman in the International League and Rochester. In 1918, for the then Rochester Colts, Harry went 18-8 and led the league with a 1.32 ERA. He hit .336 playing part-time as an outfielder. Sports statistics like these are just assumed to be correct.
When I was younger, I thought these numbers were handed down from on high. But they're riddled with errors, big, small, Hall of Famers, obscure people like Heitman, and we've been able to convince Total Baseball and the Encyclopedia and the Elias and the record book. They know our reputation now, and when we give them sufficient evidence, they do change things.
Spatz says there are 16 other major league pitchers in history who have infinity ERAs. The record for most runs allowed without retiring a batter is six. And when a stat gets changed, sometimes it has quite an effect on other numbers and players.
1961, when Roger Maris was credited with one RBI too many, which dropped him back into a tie with Jim Gentile for the RBI lead. And Gentile claims that he had a clause in his contract that he was supposed to get a $5,000 bonus if he led the league. I think he may be pursuing that.
Long after Ted Williams' historic 1941 season, when he hit .406, three more walks were found for the Hall of Famer. Hack Wilson's record of 190 RBI in a season was changed to 191, decades after the fact. Spatz says it's his job, no matter who's involved, to get the stats right.
Our theory is that if somebody found out that George Washington was actually 5'8", we would tell. You know, we're looking for truth. If we found also that Mickey Mantle had one less RBI, I mean, that's not going to change anybody's opinion of Mickey Mantle, but we want it to be as factual and truthful as possible.
Lyle Spatz of the Society for American Baseball Research.